Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hi, everybody, and thanks, Rachel, for that introduction. I want to continue our discussion that we had on Sunday, where we were talking about what happens when we are becoming community. We've been in this series through the month of August about becoming. All of us are becoming something. Very few of us are stagnant in every facet of our life. When we grow stagnant in our spiritual life, we start regressing rapidly. We are people that are in desperate need of encouragement to walk this life. And so when we are becoming a community, I think what happens is, whether it's a family, a church, at any point we recognize we need one another. None of us were built and created by the Lord God to be all alone in this life. So in Ephesians chapter 4, over in verse 20, it starts off with these words that say, "But that isn't what you learned about Christ." Now that makes no sense unless you read 17, 18, and 19, where Paul is saying, hey, don't be like the rest of the world. God has something better for you. He has something better and greater in store for you. So he says, don't forget what Jesus has done for you, and don't forget what he's taught you. And then he says in verse 21, "Since you've heard about Jesus and have learned the truth that comes from him, throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy." So I want you to imagine that you're in a room and it's full of light and there's nothing you can hide in that room, that you are there. And then all of a sudden there's one switch and you can flip the switch and everything goes dark. And in the dark, what will happen is we'll start stumbling over things, and we'll start stubbing our toe on everything. And then what happens is we turn the light back on and we see it for what it is. I think what Paul is trying to make a big point about here is this, that Jesus gives us this gift of the Holy Spirit. Now watch this. When we choose Jesus to become our Savior, when we choose that he could take all of the things that we've done wrong, and he's already paid the punishment for them by dying on the cross and shedding his blood, then what happens is he gives us this gift. Like people, if you look at it with really like a critical lens, or maybe even just a concrete lens, what you would say is, okay, well, how do you get born again, and how does a full-grown man live in your life? Well, we've missed the picture here, that God comes to live within us with the third part of his Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And the work of God's Spirit within us that Jesus gives to us as followers of Jesus, he goes to work. And this is why Paul can say, but don't forget, that isn't what you learned about Jesus. The Spirit of God reminds us of that. And when we allow him to, and we trust him to do the work in here, the rest of these verses make sense. Throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. It's like flipping a light switch on, and all of a sudden, I can see the right way to go. I found myself over the years as a follower of Jesus where there were times I wanted the lights off because I didn't want people to see the decisions I made or the places I went or what I did or what I was thinking about. And that can all happen in the dark. But when Jesus says he's the light of the world, then when he comes in the presence of the Spirit of God to live within us, there's no place to hide. The scripture says, wherever I go, God, you are there. And so the Spirit of God that's working within us shines this light that is so bright within us that we genuinely can know, wait a minute, this is wrong from right. This is right from wrong. And I want to renew my thoughts and my attitudes, and I want to put on a new nature created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. Now, maybe you're like me and I fall short every stinking day. Well, don't be discouraged by that. Just know that this is a part of life. God didn't make you a robot, and he's not, treating you like a puppet that he's moving around himself. He wants your free will to be able to say, Jesus, I trust you. I'm going to turn your spirit loose in me. I'm going to let that light shine in such a way that I genuinely can walk away and say, I'm going to throw off my old sinful nature and my former way of life, which is corrupted, which is deceitful. And instead, let the Spirit renew my thoughts and my attitudes within me. Guys, listen, when you turn the light on, the light will always do its work. And when you turn it off, then you're going to stub your toe. So I want to encourage you today, turn the light on and let the Spirit of God go to work in your life and allow Him to encourage you and lead you and direct you to where you can throw off your old sinful nature and you can put on a brighter, not just attitude, not just thought, but life. Turn the light on, friend, and when you do, you'll be created to be more and more like Christ, truly righteous and holy. So thanks for joining me today. And Rachel, don't forget to tell all of our listeners about our worship gatherings on Sunday, both live and online. God bless you, folks. I look forward to seeing you on the next Weekday Podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.